Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. We mentioned we've got a lot to get to today, and we are with you up until 6 o'clock. And at that point, we'll feed you some Fox Sports radio programming. And then at 6:45, it's the Columbus Blue Jackets in a big one, taking on the Washington Capitals. Pregame with Ryan Mitchell and company at 6:45. They'll drop the puck right around 7 o'clock. We have a very special guest with us in studio right now. We've got Brian Frederick of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Brian, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. And I guess I should preface that by saying you are with them for now anyways, right? Because you're retiring at the end of the calendar year.
Yeah. Been there for 19 years, and it just is the right time to leave. The foundation is in great shape. We've got a great board. We've got a great program. We've got great staff. And it's time for somebody else to come in and take it to the next level.
Well, and as we were talking before we went on the air there, it's not like you're going to totally step away and just retire like folks used to retire 30 years ago, right, where they would just go home and just kind of not do much but hang out with the grandkids. For you, it's stepping away, and you still have 9 months left at this thing, right? And I know that kind of gives the organization some time to figure out what they're going to do and where they're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the verbiage they use now is encore careers. So, you know, what's after your career that you've been at for two decades, and what do you want to do? And I'm certainly looking at all that, and I think there's no lack of opportunities, so definitely keep busy.
Yeah, you'll have no problem keeping yourself busy, I'm sure. No doubt about that. I want to talk to you about an event that went down this past weekend. There was an event that you guys sponsored where you were teaching youth about philanthropy. Give us some of the details and some of the things that you believe the youth involved there kind of took away from that event. And I really think that's interesting because you were dealing with an age group, primarily teenagers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there was a lot that came out of that. To me, one of the coolest things about reading that story was reading some of the quotes from the kids who were involved.
It was transformational. Let me go back a little bit. So community foundations are like other foundations that grant money. And the idea behind a foundation is basically you take a pot of money and you invest it and then take what you earn on that investment and make grants out of it, pay for the operations of the foundation, and have enough left so that the foundation assets can grow with inflation. Kind of like what we try to do in retirement. You know, have enough money that we can live off the earnings. And if foundations do that really well, then they're able to make grants, but the money's going to be there in good times and bad. Community foundation is different than other foundations where all of the money comes from one individual or one family or one business. Community foundation is made up of hundreds, sometimes thousands of small funds, in our case, as little as $10,000, that are established by individuals, families, businesses, nonprofit organizations, schools. So after 37 years, we've got 610 different endowment funds, about $120 million. We invest that all together, and then we can take the purpose of each of those funds, make grants every year, put money together. Part of what we do is we try to encourage philanthropy in the community. And so when I started in 1998, one of the first things we did was created a youth fund. We knew that the next generation of youth need to have ways of learning about giving back and philanthropy. And sometimes they learn that in school. Sometimes they learn that from their families. Oftentimes they don't. And so Michigan actually came up with a great model for community foundations. We started it. We tried to get 8th through 12th graders from every school district in Lorain County and teach them about the community, some of the needs in the community, certainly the assets in the community, what philanthropy is all about, what foundations are all about. And then we were fortunate enough to have donors that contributed about $120,000. And so we take the money from that, and the youth every year are responsible for making grants from the earnings on that. Great opportunity. We've had probably 350, 400 youth that have gone through the program. Some of them have gone into work in nonprofit sectors or foundations. Most of them have gained a sense of giving back as part of this. We've got an exceptional group of youth this year, and they took on a really ambitious idea of creating a youth summit so that they could take leaders from all of the high schools in Lorain County and share with them what they do in the youth fund and give them a greater understanding about what the lives of some people in Lorain County is all about. So they had 40 youth from 9 different schools that came. The youth fund members explained philanthropy and explained what the youth fund was about. And the hallmark was really for an hour, they simulated what it's like to live in poverty. And they went through four 15-minute periods where each one was a week, and they had to go to work, and they had to get benefits, and they had to get take their kids to school, and they had to deal with different agencies and pay their mortgage and pay their rent. And everywhere they went, they had to have a transportation voucher to get there. I mean, it's a really well-thought-out simulation. But for many of these youth, they had never really experienced anything like that. You think about poor people, you think about people in poverty, but you really don't understand what it's like to live with very limited resources.
So what's the ultimate goal? You're trying to get the kids to learn from that experience. They're living in poverty, trying to keep those bills and trying to get everything together in that amount of time.
The Youth Fund, actually the members of the Youth Fund really laid that out. Their goal, which they told the youth that attended that day, was to understand what the circumstances are for, you know, arguably 90,000 people in Lorain County. We've got about 40,000 people that live under poverty and another 50,000 that live under 200% of poverty. But they also wanted to inspire them that no matter who they were, they could give something back. They could be part of a solution. They could be part of a group that's trying to make a difference and impact the lives of people in Lorain County. And that is, to me, it was an extremely inspiring message coming from a group of high school students.
Well, it sends a powerful message when you see that you've been able to reach those kids in that way. And at the end of it, and like I said from the outset, I mean, that's really kind of what stood out to me the most when reading the article, was to see the quotes coming from those kids, to see just how much they had learned from all that. We're talking with Brian Frederick of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. One thing I wanted to touch on, I know this is something that that you guys are very, very proud of, but you guys won an award, the Michael G. Shin Award for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Philanthropy. That's something I know you guys are really, really proud of. And for those who may not know what that is exactly, can you kind of expand on that?
Sure. Well, that was an award that was given through Philanthropy Ohio, which is a statewide association of really folks that are involved, organizations and people that are involved in philanthropy. Second time the award was given, it was given last year, and this was the second one, but it was an award for some work that we've done over the past few years. The foundation board and staff and leaders of our, we've got four population-based affiliate funds, an African-American Community Fund, Hispanic Fund, Women's Fund, and the Youth Fund, that are all trying to expand philanthropy for populations within Lorain County. And we know that philanthropy is different for different people, is different in different cultures. And so we've had these affiliate funds really since the mid-80s, growing them up. We spent a two-year period really looking at what does the community foundation need to be and how can we be connected to the community, because the community is very different than how we were created in 1980. And we had a consultant that took us through a process called intercultural competence building. And it's basically looking at all of the roles we play and then being able to appreciate looking at the world or our community through a different set of eyes. And it was an extremely powerful process. As a result of that, we've changed our board structure. The presidents of all of the affiliate funds are now voting members of the board. We've changed some programming. We've got some really exciting, we're going to be doing some fairly new approaches this summer in neighborhood grant making. So we've got a program called One Lorain County that we're rolling out actually at the end of this month. We've chosen a neighborhood in Elyria and a neighborhood in Lorain. And instead of what we typically do, giving grant money to a nonprofit organization that then provides services to people, we're going to be getting groups of neighbors together in impoverished areas and give them grants directly to say what would benefit your neighborhood. How, if you had some money, how could you improve your neighborhood? It's been done a number of different places, but it's all kind of related. And it really is about being valued and valuable to our community. And in a changing community, organizations have to continually look at that. Because what we did 30 years ago may not be relevant or as relevant today.
It's a fascinating approach. You don't stop to think about that, I think, sometimes when you realize how the community does change over time and how you guys do what you do going out there and setting these grants forward for the people. It's a great story to hear.
Yeah. Well, it's part of what we have to attend to often. So I'll give you a great example of one of the, we have to make sure our funds are relevant.
Yeah.
We had a donor, Dr. Kopsch, who was well known. He was a coroner in town. He created this really amazing fund back in the 90s, and it was a lottery-based scholarship. And it was for students in the city of Lorain, and from ninth grade to graduation, they got, for every A in a course subject, they got four chances for a scholarship. For every B, they got two chances. For every C, they got one. And his idea was, how can we create a carrot for kids in school to get better grades and then reward that at the end and hopefully give scholarships to kids that might not otherwise do it? Paul passed away. The scholarship fund is very sizable, and it became very difficult for the school to go back and look up all of those scholarships. So we had to repurpose it. So we went to, there's an organization called LECA. We went to LECA and said, can you get the computerized transcripts? Can we do this electronically? Created this whole process, went through, looked at graduating seniors, created that, had a spreadsheet where we made random selection and everything. We had to go through 2,700 class titles to determine, is it a math class, is it English? You know, it just talks about how things change. And right now we had to change it again because LECA no longer is providing service to Lorain City Schools, so it's Clearview and Lorain. 610 funds, we have to continually make sure that it is relevant to the community, that what the donor wanted to do 30 years ago is still part of the community. And one of our biggest challenges is there's new problems popping up every day. And if we don't have a fund that is directed toward that, like the opioid problem, it's a huge problem in Lorain County, but we don't have any funds that were set up to deal with the opioid problem. So we've got to use other valuable unrestricted assets to do that or encourage donors to create funds that will give us the ability to respond to it.
Well, Brian, we'll cut you loose on this. For those out there listening, kind of wondering how they can get involved and to learn more about what you guys do, where can they go and how can they contact you?
Easiest way is go to our website, www.peoplewhocare.org. Our phone number is 440-984-7390, and you can call and talk to anybody at the foundation, and we're happy to figure out how we can either get you a grant application, get you a scholarship application, or certainly take a donation and create a fund.
Well, pretty simple. PeopleWhoCare.org, correct?
Thank you.
PeopleWhoCare.org. Brian Frederick of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Brian, thank you very much for coming in here in studio today and spending some time with us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.